Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast. We are joined by special guests, and we are going to be talking about the fovea system from our friends at Vetoquinol. Thank you for supporting today's podcast. And we're chatting with Dr. Julia Miller. How are you, Dr. Miller?
I'm doing awesome. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to learn more about this system. And to our listeners that may not be familiar with the Dr. Julia Miller, she is a board-certified veterinary dermatologist that had big interest in equine medicine and now over and the dermatology side of things at Cornell University. And you must be loving it over there, too, with all the fun things that you're doing derm-related, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We get to see so many cool cases. I get to do small and large animal, and then also work with the students. It's a good time every day.
And to the listeners, again, she is a fan favorite. The students love her. The graduates love her. She's great on the webinars as well as in person, too. So we're just so thrilled that we're going to be chatting with you today on the podcast. And, you know, let's get to it because there's a lot of great information that's coming out. So let's talk about a fovea system. So to the listeners, Dr. Miller, what is the fovea system?
Yeah, the fovea system is really cool and something that is quite innovative. It generates fluorescence lights, which creates an environment supporting the skin's own regeneration mechanisms. It's composed of two products that work together.
Okay.
The first one is the fovea LED lamp, which, as we showed in your show, is really cool. It's a non-coherent multi-LED light source that emits blue light. The second piece of the system, and you have to have both for it to work, is the fovea gel, which is a photo converter gel, and this is going to convert the incoming blue light into longer wavelengths. Mm. So the gel that you get is presented in two containers, just so you know sort of how it works.
Okay.
So you have the container of the gel, and then there's an activating agent to it, which is an ampule of the chromophores, which is a word that I just think is pretty awesome.
Chromophores.
Yeah, right? I want to name a fish of mine chromophore.
This should be on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, I love it. And so then what you do is you actually add that little ampule of the chromophore to the carrier gel. You mix them up together, and then you use that to apply directly to the patient's skin. Now, one big thing is that gel does not stay active for more than, I think, 24 hours.
Okay.
So you're not going to be able to mix the two and then use that jar for the next week. It has to be sort of mixed up for more immediate use.
Got it. Okay. So that doesn't sound heavily complicated at all then. So I was just thinking to myself then, I wonder what the mode of action is for something like this.
Yeah, which is awesome to think about because we're thinking we got a light, we got gel. How on earth does this work? Fluorescent light energy starts with the photobiomodulation process in the skin. So this is based on evidence that photons can interact with biological systems, cells, and tissues, and this induces certain molecular pathways, and it has kind of widespread effects. So the physiological and therapeutic effects of FLE, or that fluorescent light energy, have recently been explored in several tissues and cells. While the complete cellular and molecular mechanisms are not necessarily fully clarified, right, mm-hmm. there's always some question mark in everything we do, especially in vet med.
Yep.
the FLE is believed to stimulate the mitochondria, which makes perfect sense. Yeah, exactly, the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah.
And when you stimulate mitochondria, that can have sort of widespread effects across multiple different cell types. So FLE largely affects the cellular metabolism, increases ATP. We all remember our ATP back from our you know, chemistry days, how important it is. Another really cool feature is that it modulates reactive oxygen species, those ROSs.
Wow.
Yeah. And it dissociates nitrous oxygen from the cytochrome C oxidase. So a lot of technical jargon, right? But the moral of that story is that it's going to increase ATP production. It's going to make your mitochondria do a lot more work for you, modulate those reactive oxygen species. And the end of that is that it's going to decrease inflammation. It's going to help with cellular proliferation as well as oxygenation. And this culminates in augmented tissue repair.
That's absolutely incredible. It really is. And so we're talking about, like, it sounds like polychromatic light is what we're talking about. So I'm just thinking in my head, too, I think that there's other, not kind of similar, but there's other systems that might are out there. So how is the fovea system different from other available light-emitting devices?
Absolutely. So the difference is the fluorescence with fovea. The fovea system is based on fluorescent light energy, and this is produced by exciting the light-absorbing chromophores. Remember, we talked about that cool gel when they're illuminated with the multi-LED lamp. So that two-phase system, it has a very specific light source and it has a very specific chromophore source. Compared to other monochromatic light emitting devices, Fovea generates a dynamic, hyperpulsed polychromatic light, which targets multiple layers of the skin at once.
Okay.
And then also it uses a blue light, which is really cool. So when you turn it on, you'll notice that it has this bright blue effect. You get these cool orange goggles to wear with it. The blue light is not like going to damage your retina, but it is pretty bright, so it's nice to wear the goggles. And that blue light has been shown to have antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory effects through a shift in cytokine production. It also has some yellow light associated with it, which is generally believed to alter ATP production and fibroblast activity. So when we're thinking wound healing, that's really important. And then the green light targets fibroblasts and endothelial cells, mediates healing of affected tissue. Orange and red lights have been shown to induce the dissociation of nitric oxide from the enzyme cytochrome C oxidase. And all of this has then been associated with vascular activation, collagen regulation, reducing inflammation, and improving wound healing.
Yeah, I'm thinking of, you know, angioneogenesis that you're talking about, like all those different things that are out there, which is incredible. So you mentioned blue light, green light, orange, and red light. So do we, as general practitioners, do we need to know? But it's good to know, though, but what are the differences in those types of lights?
So I think it's a good idea to kind of have an idea for what the lights do. I don't necessarily know that you need to remember, and also the beauty of the Fovea system is you don't have to choose a light color. The Fovea system has already done all that work for you.
Good.
So essentially, yeah, right, which is what I like about it. So essentially, the Fovea system, because of the way their chromophores are, it actually uses multiple aspects of this light spectrum. So you just get to press the button. And then the light is going to be delivered to the chromophore gel, and then you get all of the benefits associated with the different lights. So it's cool to know the differences, but at the same time, I think with the Fovea system, you're good to go. You don't need to have any of that memorized.
And the system talks about fluorescence biomodulation. So to the listeners that may not know what that is, I tend to think about when I was in, so funny story. When I was in Puerto Rico, I was in the La Bahía Fosforescente, it was called. So it was a phosphorescent bay where the mangroves were actually, like, they glow up at night and everything.
That's really cool.
That's
so cool.
Yeah. So I tend to think of that. But is that what, you know, fluorescence biomodulation is?
So photobiomodulation, it's kind of cool. Like, that makes you think of all the chromophores and that light. There's also animals, by the way, that contain chromophores like that, certain frogs and whatnot, far beyond my pay grade to understand all. But it's in nature, right? It does exist in nature. So essentially, this product is just riffing off of the beautiful thing that already existed in nature. So photobiomodulation itself describes the use of light to stimulate biologic functions in a non-thermal and non-cytotoxic manner. So it's non-invasive, it's painless, and I can totally, I actually did it to myself, don't tell anybody, but it didn't hurt at all. And this involves endogenous chromophores, so we talked about the cool chromophores that exist in some frogs. We don't need to have frogs, we can actually make the chromophores happen with the gel. And then these are widely expressed in different cell types, including skin cells, my favorite, as well as in the extracellular matrix. So interactions between photons and these chromophores that exist in different cell types have been demonstrated to modulate biological processes, including inflammation, that angiogenesis we talked about, and signaling transduction pathways. They recruit transcription factors. They activate several genes involved in multiple aspects of cell biology. They really do quite a lot of things. And this process results in beneficial therapeutic outcomes, including, but not limited to, promotion of wound healing, tissue regeneration, alleviation of pain, inflammation, which is, you know, again, my bread and butter. And then they also do some immunomodulation.
I mean, incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
Like, I mean, where has this system been like 5-10 years ago?
Well, it's been in the human world. So I'll tell you, that's, you know, one of the beautiful things about this system is that it has already existed. They've actually been using it a lot for anti-aging in people's skin, which I'm, you know, give it to me. I'm ready to do it. Luckily, we don't need to think about that because our dogs stay young and perfect forever.
Yes.
But it's been well researched in the human side of things. And I love that we've finally brought that over to the veterinary world, because I think we have a lot of really good therapeutic applications.
Yeah, it sounds like there's an enormous amount of applications for it too. And just, I'm trying to understand a little bit more about that Fovea gel too. So what is the role of the Fovea gel in the treatment? Does the gel penetrate the skin? How does that work?
Yeah, no, this is definitely a good thing to think about, because the system relies on both. You do have to have the two pieces, right? So the gel has chromophores in it, and those gels, so this is the cool part, the chromophores in that gel. So we essentially make your dog a cool frog.
Okay.
That's what we're
yeah,
doing. So those chromophores are going to convert the blue light from the fovea lamp, which is at 440 to 460 nanometers. Important if you need to, you know, pass your derm
yes,
boards.
Yes, please.
So they're going to convert that blue light into pulsing fluorescent energy. That's the ticket. You have to have that gel to convert that cool light into actual effective fluorescent energy. And that fluorescent energy is at the green level and the orange to red level. So we've covered, we talked a lot about those different colors.
Yep.
We've now covered the spectrum by adding in that chromophore gel. And then this light energy can penetrate deeper into the tissue. So blue light is a little bit more superficial, so it gets you more to the epidermis. But then when you start adding in the chromophores, we get that green and orange and red, we get a little deeper.
Okay.
The fluorescence generated then penetrates different layers of the skin, and this is how it's able to activate the healing mechanisms across not just the epidermis, but all the way down into the dermis. Think wound healing there.
Yeah.
So the gel is not absorbed. That's the beautiful thing. It's like when you put it together, it's this cool orange color. I love it. It's really fun to look at
yeah.
through the goggles. And when you light it up with the lamp, it turns a really cool green color.
Nice.
I'm into it. But it is not absorbed, which is really nice. So is it okay to use on open wounds? Yeah, absolutely. It stays on the surface of the skin, and then it's going to convert the light emitted by the lamp into fluorescent light energy, that FLE again.
Right.
This FLE is then going to trigger the beneficial effects and stimulate those healing mechanisms. So the gel goes on, you apply it in a thin, I think they like a 2 millimeter thick, so very thin, so the gel goes really far. How much you get in one of those
Good.
Little gel packs
yes.
really goes quite
We're
a ways.
We're very frugal in veterinary medicine, so.
You know I am too.
Right.
You know I am too. And then you apply the light, then the gel wipes off really easily, and I just usually use a little sterile saline when I take it off.
Okay, so my question for you in next step then is, can you illuminate more than 2 minutes?
I mean, you can do anything you want, right, Adam? Like, that's
okay.
what I tell my students all
right.
the time. But the good news is, you don't need to. So the Vetoquinol has done a beautiful job of using the KISS principle here, right? Keep
right.
it simple,
Keep it simple
silly.
Stupid. Yep.
Love it, perfect, I go by it every day. So they've made it so that the light on the mechanism, you press the button once, boom, it times you for 2 minutes. There is really no benefit in going past the two-minute
right.
thing, right?
Yeah.
So it's designed and optimized to be activated to do that for the two-minute time. It's automatically going to shut down, and you're good to go.
And I also, that's awesome. And then I also heard that you can use it with, like, say, antiseptic cleanings that contain chromophores?
Yeah, so you want to be, so you can absolutely use it in conjunction with lots of different things. So if you're using topical antimicrobials, you're good to go. You want to be a little careful, though, if you're using antiseptics that do already have the chromophores,
oh, that do
right?
Have it. Okay, got it.
Because we don't want a double chromophore.
Yes,
you want
yeah.
a single chromophore here. So an example of that is iodine has some chromophore-like
yep.
things, so I would be careful with that one. But chlorhexidine should be safe. And most
okay.
of us have both
yes.
options in clinic. So chlorhexidine you can use, but you don't really need to wipe it off with chlorhexidine. I just use sterile saline. Works
sterile
great.
Sterile saline. Okay. That's awesome. So then I'm also thinking of, like, say, mast cell tumors, cutaneous lymphoma,
yeah.
Angiosarcomas. Are there any contraindications when using
There are,
COVID?
Right. Okay. You want to be a little bit careful with this in a few situations. I think the number one would be any situation where light therapy is contraindicated. So in my world, I think of, like, lupuses, because lupuses are photoactive, right? And so you want to be careful because that could actually make that disease process worse. You should also be careful when you have certain tumors. You know, I wouldn't use it for mast cell tumors, cutaneous lymphoma. I also wouldn't use it if you did, because we talked about postoperatively, right?
Yeah,
it's
yes.
great for
mm-hmm.
wound healing. Probably would not be a great choice at this point to use it, though, if you, you know, took a mast cell tumor off and didn't think you had good margins. That would not be the time to use
right.
the fovea system in the postoperative care.
Okay. And so that sounds, I mean, really promising with so many great indications that are out there for it. And I guess to the listeners, too, does it hurt? Does it hurt the animal at all?
They do so well. So I've used it a few times now, and it's kind of new to me, so my experience with it is growing personally. But they wag their tails. They tolerate it beautifully. There's no pain. It is a little warm, I
okay.
would say. And again, I kind of, like, put it on myself because I'm one of those people that tries everything, you know, applies it, sees how it goes.
Yeah.
So it is a little bit warm, but not
okay.
too warm. Actually, it feels kind of nice, to be honest with you, and
yeah.
they tolerate it really well.
I was watching some of your videos, too, and they're just sitting there like perfect baby angels.
Perfect.
I think I agree with you. It looks like it feels good to them. They know that they're there to get better for
yeah.
it. So, and I saw that on your videos, too, that you shave a little bit of the fur away?
Yeah, so? I mean, you want to be able to get it to penetrate, right?
Okay.
So you don't want to have it be too heavily furred around it. So if you have a clipped area, I think that would be useful. Other sort of conditions that I've used it in, I had an animal with sort of a deep fungal thing going on, so her skin was already abnormal and she didn't have a lot of hair.
Okay.
There's a couple really good studies out there with it, too. There's actually quite a few, which is another thing I really like, being from an academic world.
Yeah.
I like it when I can put my money where my mouth is,
right.
You know, and say there's actually research behind a product. Not only does it look cool and you look great wearing the goggles, but there's actual research to support the use, right? And for example, they use it in perianal fistula dogs.
Oh.
And that was without sedation. So I don't know if that tells you anything or if you've managed any of those. Some of those dogs are exceedingly painful.
Those poor German Shepherds, I think, right? Oh.
Absolutely, the poster child.
Yeah.
And not only did these dogs tolerate the treatment well, but the owners noted that their comfort at home increased tremendously with the use of Fovea as well.
Incredible. All right, so let me see if I learned from you correctly, Dr. Miller. Let me see if I'm saying this right. So, okay, so Fovea can be used on two protocol applications, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying once a week, back-to-back application. So we're going to apply the gel mixture, chromophore and the carrageel, illuminate the beautiness and deliciousness for 2 minutes, remove the gel. We're going to reapply the new gel for the mixture, illuminate for 2 minutes, and remove the gel. Is that right?
That's exactly right.
Yes!
Yeah, perfect. You got it. And super easy, right? Barely takes any time. The dogs are super, like, does not require sedation, does not require somebody to be there for major restraint. You just give a couple of snuggles.
Yeah.
Because if you're talking about applying, illuminating, I mean, 10 minutes is generous.
Yeah, yes.
You can honestly, if you're efficient, you can get that done at 5,
and,
to be honest
with
you.
Yeah, and I see your support team really helping out, which is great, too. So, and I love that because I say that to my technicians. Too. Like, I want you to be participants, not spectators.
Yes.
So it's like you're part of the treatment process.
Yeah. Well, they're doing it themselves, right?
Yeah.
Like, I love that. You know, if I were to have my own practice, I would be like, okay, you're in charge of the Fovea treatments today, you know, and that can be a tech only kind of a situation where I could run in and check on the incision and say, awesome, you know, let's take a picture of it, which I think is a great idea, right?
Oh, yeah.
I love to track how things are healing. But I really like that this offers an opportunity for more veterinary things for your technicians to do, because we really should be taking care of them and giving them all sorts of actual work any chance we can.
Definitely. And I understand too that there is a big concern. Well, obviously we know that antimicrobial stewardship is a big concern in veterinary medicine too.
Oh, yeah.
So it sounds like to me from what you're just talking about, like this system could help in reducing systemic antibiotic use.
Totally. So as a dermatologist who deals with, you know, antibiotic use every single day. I lecture on it to the students. We round on the students all the time.
Yeah.
Very, very near and dear to my heart. And it really does matter. The drugs we put into and onto a dog matter. And the nice thing about this Fovea system is that it's been demonstrated to significantly reduce time to clinical resolution while reducing the duration of antibiotic therapy. So they've actually shown that in a study, that with the deep pyoderma dogs, not only, I mean, you may still need some oral antibiotics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is perfect. Those dogs are severely affected. But using this protocol can help you decrease how much of that drug you have to use and decrease the duration, which is just so good for antimicrobial
stewardship.
And even
those, like, interdigital furunculosis cases, right?
Oof. Yeah, not practice builders, right?
Yes.
So when I think of those interdigital furunc cases, like, give me anything.
Yes.
Give me any product that's going to help me, because oftentimes I'm stuck using high-dose steroids, and that ends up hurting quality of life.
Right.
So they've actually shown in a study that this product really does seem to help with some of those, and now that I've got it in my hot little hands, that's actually one of my target audiences that I'm going to be trying to use it for.
Unbelievable. Just another wonderful thing that I always share, that how amazing veterinary medicine is. It's come so far, and the future is so bright and wonderful. And I love when we have systems like this that are in place just to, like, help our patients out. And this is how we move the needle.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. So, Dr. Miller, tell our listeners where we can find out more information about you and a little shout-out to your fur baby, too.
Oh, yeah. So I've got an Instagram. It's at Dr. J Animal Dermatologist. You can see me there. If you have any questions or concerns, you can find me at Cornell. Absolutely. I have a very cute little bully named Gino.
So adorable.
If you want your daily dose of bully sunshine, you can follow him at Gino Bean Burrito, G-E-N-O. He spells it like the cheesesteak place, you know, in Philly. It's important.
Yes.
But absolutely, yeah, look for me there. And I'd love to hear and talk to you about it. This system is so cool. I love that we're doing multimodal things.
Yes.
That's my life,
yeah.
Right? Like, I'm really into taking a little piece from every part and, you know, advancing veterinary medicine. And I think Fovea is a system that really shows us we can do that every day and do it easily.
Right, yeah. Well said, my friend. Well said. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And thank you to our friends at Vetoquinol for sponsoring today's podcast. This is a wonderful educational piece. I think it's excellent that we have this in VetMed. So shout out. Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you. It was awesome. Yeah.
Yes. And thank you so much to our listeners. Please don't forget to rate us too. It helps us significantly so we can really get some more listening skills or more listeners on our podcast. And thank you for all your hard work out there. Continue to stay awesome out there. And we will see you next time here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay awesome.